This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه عباد الله يقول الله عز وجل في كتابه الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون الله عز وجل says in the Quran O you who believe fear Allah as he deserves to be feared and do not die except in a state of Islam and Allah عز وجل says يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا Allah says O mankind Fear your Lord who created you from a single soul and produced from that soul its mate and made from their combination many men and women. So fear your Lord whom you ask each other by and by the ties of kinship. Verily Allah is ever watchful over you. And Allah Azza wa Jalla says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمُنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدَ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا Allah Azza wa Jalla says, Oh, you who believe, fear Allah and speak the truth. He will correct for you your deeds and forgive you your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, then they are indeed victorious. As for what follows, all praise is due to Allah. We seek His guidance and His forgiveness, and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the whispering of our desires. Whom Allah guides, no one can misguide. And whom Allah allows to be misled, no one can guide. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah alone, having no partners, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is his slave and his messenger and his perfect worshipper. The introduction to the khutbah is a very profound introduction, and it's filled with incredible meaning. And so when Allah azza wa jal, he says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمُنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهُ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ You may not, and I for sure, all of my life I've been hearing this at the introduction of khutbahs, and it's almost quizzical. What does that mean? Do not die except in a state of Islam. O you who believe, fear Allah, and don't you die unless you are in a state of submission to Allah. But you see how people go through varying stages of iman in their life. You remember times in your life where your iman was incredibly high. And if you were to die in those moments, you would have hoped to have been from the people of paradise. And there were times in your life where your iman was very low. And you thank Allah Azza wa Jalla that you did not die in those states. And we waver from one stage to the other because one thing that we know about iman is that iman is never stagnant. Faith is never stagnant. It doesn't stay in one spot. It is always either increasing or decreasing every minute of every single day. And so the believer is conscious of their state of their iman. That's something that they check more frequently than they check the state of their bank account. It's something that more frequently that they diagnose than they diagnose their own health, because they recognize that their iman and the state of their iman is not going to affect their livelihood only, and it's not going to affect their health, but it is going to affect their akhirah. It is going to affect their dunya, and it's going to affect their akhirah. And so Allah Azza wa Jalla says to every believing community, do not die except that you are in a state of Islam. No matter how much Islam is attacked, you hold on to it. Don't die without it. No matter how much people feel like their religion is being shaken in their own hearts, hold on to that faith. And do not die without it. No matter who you are, no matter what you do, do not die except that you're in a state of Islam. And so this khutbah that I wanted to present, and something else that we learned from the introduction of the khutbah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to say, "من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له." Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that whoever Allah guides, no one can misguide, and whomever Allah allows to be misled, no one can guide. And so immediately we learn an incredibly important lesson, and that lesson is that guidance comes from Allah. Guidance doesn't come from all of the knowledge that I've acquired over the years, all of the Quran that I've memorized, all of the sunnah that I've studied, all of the teachers that I've sat with, all of the halaqat and the masajid that I have sat in. That is not where guidance comes from. Guidance does not come from my intellect and my studies. Guidance does not come from my family and who my parents are. Guidance does not come from my background. Guidance comes from Allah. And so Allah Azza wa Jalla says in al Hadith al Qudsi that was related by Abu Dharr al Ghifari, he says, Ya ibn Adam, kullukum dal illa man hadaytu, fastahduni ahdikum. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, O children of Adam, all of you are misguided. Your default state is that you are in a state of misguidance, except for those whom I guide. So ask me for guidance and I will guide you. And so our most consistent prayer that we make in every single rak'ah of every single salah is Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Oh Allah, guide me to the straight path. And unfortunately, this is a disclaimer that I have to make in every single khutbah, but we're going to keep making it because you did leave your work and you did leave your school and you did leave whatever it is that you were doing for the ajr of Jum'ah. However, the Prophet ﷺ says, Man lamas al-hasa faqad lagha, that whoever touches a pebble while the Jum'ah khutbah is going on, then they have committed vain speech. And whoever commits vain speech, there's no Jum'ah for them. And so I would hate for somebody to have lost the reward of Jum'ah just because they needed to check their text messages or check their phone or to go through a book or to do something like that while the khutbah is going on. The Prophet ﷺ commanded us and he said, when the khatib is on this minbar, then be quiet for that period of time. And don't worry, inshallah, the khutbah is going to be short. So, what is the cure then for this spiritual stagnation that we experience when a person's iman is going down? What are the things that we can do? You may have looked back at your own life as I do mine, and I see that there were times in my life where it was just things were going so well. I was attached to the salah, I was attached to the masjid, I was attached to the recitation of the Quran. I had maybe time that I don't have now while I am a parent or while I'm in advanced studies or while I'm in a particular job that I didn't have. I have leisure, or I don't have leisure now that I had before. What can a person do? This is all cured in a single hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it is a beautiful hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said to Mu'adh ibn Jabal, he says, Ya Mu'adh inni uhibbuk. He said to Mu'adh, O Mu'adh, I love you. And so now the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's communicating to someone that he loves them. So now you know that the gift that he's about to give them is going to be appropriate to that love. It's going to be a powerful gift. Well, what did he tell him? He said, do not forget to say after every salah, Allahumma inni ala dhikrik wa shukrik wa husni ibadatik. Do not forget to say after every salah, oh Allah, assist me in doing three things. What are the three things? This is the purpose of this khutbah. I want you to memorize these things, internalize these three things, and leave with these three things. Oh Allah, assist me in remembering you and thanking you and worshiping you properly. These three things are a cure for spiritual stagnation. Allahumma inni ala dhikrik. You know, many of us go through periods of our lives where we just don't have the time anymore. We don't have the ability anymore to do that which we used to do 5 years ago or 10 years ago, and we feel the effects of it in our heart. We feel the effects of it in our iman. What is the cure for that? The dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. Dhikr of Allah is something that a person can do while they are in the most busy circumstances. Car is full with kids, you're driving home, you can remember Allah. You're in the middle of an exam, you're focusing, you can remember Allah. The dhikr of Allah is something that you can do in all circumstances, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to prescribe the dhikr of Allah to the very people who would come to him complaining that they didn't have time, or that they didn't have ability anymore. And so when a person comes, Ummahani radiallahu anha comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and she said, Ya Rasulullah, I've become old and heavy. What can I do? Tell me what I can do. He said, say Subhanallah 100 times. Say Alhamdulillah 100 times. Say Allahu Akbar 100 times. Say La ilaha illallah 100 times. Say these things 100 times. Another man comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says, Ya Rasulullah, I don't have the ability to memorize Quran. I can't do it. Tell me what I can do. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, in your salah, say, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And so the man, he reached out and he grabbed it from the air, like this. And he said, هذا لربي فمالي. He said, well, that's for my Lord. All of that is praise for my Lord. What's in it for me? And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, say, Allahumma hdini, waghfir li, warhamni, wahdini, warzuqni, wa'afini. Oh Allah, protect me and have mercy on me and forgive me and guide me and provide for me. And so the man, he grabbed that one out of the air too. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, أَمَّا هَذَا فَقَدْ مَلَأَ يَدَيْهِ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ. This person has filled his hands with goodness. A man comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says, إِنَّ شَرَائِعَ الْإِسْلَامِ قَدْ كَثُرَتْ عَلَيْهِ. He says, all of this, the legalities of the religion, they're too much for me. Tell me something that I can hold on to. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him, let your tongue be moist with the remembrance of Allah. Let your tongue be moist with the remembrance of Allah. That a person constantly be a state of remembrance. And I know that some people now, they're thinking, right now, they're thinking, well, you're telling me about something that's too easy. That's too light. But you know what? The more you learn, the more you realize that the most important things in this religion are the basics. The most important thing and the most beloved action of Allah Azza wa Jal is what Allah has obligated. That when you pray Salatul Jum'ah, you pray it with focus. You pray it with khushu', you pray it with inkisar, you pray it with humility. That you try your best to perfect this Jum'ah prayer that you are about to pray. That is the most beloved action to Allah. That you pray Asr and you pray it on time and you pray it with that khushu' and that focus again. Allah Azza wa Jalla says that my most beloved actions, in the Hadith al-Qudsi, he says, لَا يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّ افْتَرَضْتُهُ عَلَيْهِ. That my slave does not come closer to me with anything that is more beloved to me than what I have obligated. And so focusing on the fundamentals, focusing on the pillars of the salah, of the pillars of the religion, the dhikr of Allah. And that leads us to the second, which is gratitude. Allahumma inni ala dhikrik wa shukrik. Number two is to thank Allah, to appreciate Allah. Because when you are in a state of high iman, and you want that high iman to continue, you don't want it to go down again, you don't want to relapse, you don't want to return back to a state that you were in previously, that you thank Allah Azza wa Jal for those gifts. When you pray Jum'ah right now, that you thank Allah for the fact that He allowed you to come to the masjid to give Jum'ah khutbah, and that you think to yourself, well, who am I? I'm not doing a favor to Allah, rather Allah is the one who's doing the favor to me by allowing me to be in the masjid amongst millions and millions of His creation, and I didn't do anything more to receive this incredible bounty from Allah Azza wa Jalla. That you think, do you ever think about that? Do you ever think of, I appreciate or I am thankful to Allah that Allah has allowed me to attend every single Jum'ah over the past year or 2 years or 3 years? I was sitting with a brother last week, he said to me, I didn't pray Jum'ah for 2.5 years because he was living in a random city. There were no Muslims around. I appreciate Allah Azza wa Jal has placed me in a position where I pray Jum'ah every week, that I see Muslims every single day. I say Assalamu Alaikum. I thank Allah that He has made me of al-musalleen, when so many people, even people in my own family, so many people that I know, they have trouble with their salah, they don't pray. That I appreciate and I thank Allah Azza wa Jal for these things. Because when you thank Allah, what does He do? He increases you. When you thank Allah, He increases you. And Allah divided up the entire world into two categories. He says, إِنَّا هَدَيْنَاهُ السَّبِيلَ إِمَّا شَاكِرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. We have guided mankind to the two paths. They are either shakir, they are either people who are grateful, or they are people who are ungrateful. And the shakir is the person who thanks Allah by fulfilling their obligations. But there is a higher level of shukr, and that's the person who's shakur. And shakur is the person who doesn't just do the obligations. I'm just going to pray Jum'ah. I'm just going to pray my five. I'm just going to fast Ramadan. I'm just going to give my zakat. That's a shakir person. But shakur is the person who does more. The person whose gratitude propels them to do more and more and more. And so when the Prophet ﷺ would pray the night until his feet would swell, and his companions asked him, why do you do that when Allah has forgiven all of your sins? He says, أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Shall I not be a slave who's filled with gratitude towards their Lord? And the shakirin are many, but those who are shakur are few, because Allah says, وَقِلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. They are few of my slaves who are thankful. أَقُولُ مَا سِمِعْتُمْ مُسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا إِنَّهُ الْغُفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. Part of shukr, part of gratitude, is that you recognize the blessings of Allah in everything that you experience. And there's a beautiful passage in Surah An-Naml where Sulaiman alayhi salam, he teaches us this lesson. When he had wanted to have one of the members of his court bring the throne of the Queen of Sheba from Yemen to Jerusalem, where he was, his court. And he says, أَيُّكُمْ يَأْتِينِي بِعَرْشِهَا قَبْلَ أَن يَأْتُونِي مُسْلِمِينَ. He says, which one of you is going to be able to bring me her throne, the throne of the queen, before they come to me in submission? قَالَ عِفْرِيتٌ مِّنَ الْجِنِّ أَنَا أَتِيكَ بِهِ قَبْلَ أَن تَقُومَ مِن مَقَامِكَ وَإِنِّي عَلَيْهِ لَقَوِيٌ أَمِينٌ. He says, I am going to be able to bring it to you before you get up from your spot. And I have the ability to do so, and I am trustworthy. قال الذي عنده علم من الكتاب أنا آتيك به قبل أن يرتد إليك طرفك فلما رآه مستقرا عنده. سليمان عليه السلام, another person from his court, the one who has knowledge of the book, he says to Sulaiman, I have the ability to bring it to you before you blink. And so when Sulaiman all of a sudden sees the throne of the Queen of Sheba, he sees this great act that is done in front of his eyes by one of the members of his court, who does he direct the thanks to? Immediately. He says, هذا من فضل ربي ليبلوني أأشكر أم أكفر ومن شكر فإنما يشكر لنفسه ومن كفر فإن ربي غني كريم. Immediately he says, this is from the favors of my Lord. And so when you get a opportunity, someone does you a favor, and you thank them profusely, and you should. But don't remember, don't forget, that the first that you should thank for that is Allah Azza wa Jal. That you be a person who is constantly thanking Allah. Because when you thank Allah, He will increase you. And by increasing you, He will increase you in all of the goodness that He has facilitated for you. He will increase you in your khushu' and your salah. He will increase you in your fasting. He will increase you in your ability to give charity. He will increase you in your iman. And by doing so, you see how it facilitates the first, and the second then facilitates the third, where the Prophet ﷺ said, Allahumma, say, Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrik wa shukrik wa husni ibadatik. Oh Allah, assist me in remembering you, number one, and thanking you, number two, and in worshipping you properly. We ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to accept from us our speech. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to grant us the ability to hear the speech and to follow the best of it. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to bless our community here and bless our members, bless our families. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to guide us to that which the people have differed in regarding. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-jannah wa ma qarrab ilayha min qawlin wa amal wa na'udhu bika min an-nar wa ma qarrab ilayha min qawlin wa amal. Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha, zakkiha anta khayru man zakkaha, anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا ومتعنا اللهم بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا أبدا ما أبقيتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا اللهم على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا واجعل الجنة هي دارنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. ربي ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. اللهم ارحماك بأهلنا المستضعفين المنكوبين في كل مكان. اللهم ارحماك بأهلنا في الشام وفي الصومال وفي الحبشة وسائر بلاد المسلمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. وقوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على